Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We are happy that you are here with us at our dining room table. Well, actually, I hope that you're here with us in spirit, and I hope that you, in some way, join in on the conversation. And this is a fun one because I have to ask the question. When you think of Moses, do you ever think of romance? Jeannie, where are we today?
Well, we left off their last session that Moses had tried to break up a fight from two brethren, and they got upset with him, and he found out that Pharaoh was a hitman. What do you say? He had put a hit on Moses.
he was on Pharaoh's most wanted list.
Yeah, so he took off.
He was there in the Egyptian post office. Was a picture of Moses wanted, dead or alive. Okay,
so he ran away. He was a man on the run, and it says in the scriptures, Exodus 2:15, Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. So I was looking up Midian and where it was, and I found a couple interesting things. First of all, later on, we're going to find out that Moses, when he does help the folks to escape from Egypt, they're going to go through that desert. So he's going to become very familiar with that area to start with. And the other thing I found out was that Abraham, after Sarah had died, you know, Abraham lived to 175. So when Sarah died, I'm not quite sure how old she was, but he got married again and he had more sons.
Keturah was his wife.
Keturah. He had several sons, but one of the sons' name was Midian, M-I-D-I-A-N.
Oh, interesting.
And so they think that Midian could have settled in this region, and that was why it was called that.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, Exodus 2:15, Moses came there, and it says he sat down by a well. So,
which is interesting, because it sounds like, you know, his father and his forefather, they both sat down at wells when they were on a run.
Yeah, right.
Jacob's well, and yeah, we don't know whose well this is. It's Midian's well, I guess.
Yeah. So it says now that, verse 16, now the priests of Midian had seven daughters. So another thing I did find out that because the people go back to Abraham, I was wondering about how did Moses learn so much about Jehovah God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he was raised in the palace. We know he had those, you know, 4 years or so with his real mom, who I'm sure she just, you know, spoke nothing less than, you know, your God and scriptures and all that. So he had to start with that.
Well, actually, the Torah had not yet been written because Moses is the one that wrote that down. So it was
so. All. But how did he find out so much? You know, because Moses does end up writing Genesis and so much of this. So he was obviously the Holy Spirit. He said God spoke to me, so he did speak to him directly, and he wrote things down. But I thought, well, he had that beginning with them, and then I thought that it was interesting that perhaps this man.
Was it Jethro?
Yeah, his name was also Reuel. They called him R-E-U-E-L.
Oh, that, he who rules.
Yeah, that he could have a background in God, the father of Abraham.
Heading back to Abraham.
Not necessarily split off on Isaac and Jacob, but back to Abraham.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, I thought it was really
I'll give you an A for that research.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Okay, so it says that he had seven daughters, and they came and drew water. And they filled the troughs to water their father's flock.
This is the girls are doing this. Mm-hmm. Oh, because he has seven girls.
Right.
And so girls get to work.
They get to work. They're taking their sheep and they have to get water. So again, they're in the desert. So 17. Then the shepherds came and drove them away.
What?
Yeah. So here are these seven girls and these brute guys come in and said, get out of our way. We're going to water our flocks. And so they drove them away. And then this is the fun part. So this is, you know, for a girl to go, the rescuer came in. And you know that Moses was a warrior from his background. But it says, Moses stood up and helped them. So he was a warrior, he was a rescuer, and then the next part was really cool. And he watered their flock. So that tells you his kind heart, too. Not only did he step in and rescue them, but then he did the hard work of watering their flock for them.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
So that's pretty cool. Well, he must have maybe had eyes for one of these.
Maybe he did it. Maybe they were a grubby-looking bunch of girls, but that just came out of him naturally because he's a good guy.
You know? He is a good guy.
He wanted to rescue, and he was just kind.
Moses is a deliverer.
Yeah.
And he apparently has that within him about justice.
Right.
And we know that, of course, our God is a just God.
Right.
And so, yeah, interesting. So he steps right in and rescues the girls.
And he serves them, not just rescues them. He starts to serving them.
Husbands, you're supposed to serve your wives.
Yeah. And then verse 18, it says, when the girls got home, when they came to rule their father, he said, "How is it that you've come home so early today?" He's like, you know, how
maybe this was an ongoing trouble then that they had.
Maybe, but I know it with this burly man who came in and watered their flocks.
He was like, "Step aside, little ladies. Yeah, I'll carry those buckets
they
of water."
They got it done fast. And so verse 19, their answer was, they said, "An Egyptian." So how did they know he was Egyptian? He must have looked and dressed like an Egyptian still.
He looks like an Egyptian. He walks like an Egyptian.
And talks like an Egyptian, whatever that song was. So, but they tell their dad, "An Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds. And he also drew enough water for us and watered our flock."
Wow.
So the dad's thinking, who is this dude, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what, guys. It's a smart move to bless the father of the girl that you're interested in.
Well, if he's interested, but even still, yes.
Okay.
So 19 and 20. So the dad said to his daughters, "And where is he?"
Where is this guy?
It's like, where's your manners? Why is it that you have left the man? I think that was kind of fun that he said that. Go call him so that he can eat bread with us. So that tells you something about the character of the dad, you know?
That's true. Right, that he wants to repay.
He wants to repay. No.
And also tells you something further about Moses, that he had not expected something in return.
Right. Nice. And I don't know what their father felt about Egyptians. Who knows?
That's true.
With their reputation.
Well, no, wait. He's a Midianite. And Joseph was sold to the Midianites, who then traded with the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. So there is a connection there as well.
But, you know, Egyptians didn't maybe have a very good reputation, especially during this time period.
Well, yeah, and they don't like flock herders and shepherds and things like that.
Yeah. So verse 21.
Oops, we're almost out of time.
So this father opened his home and his family to Moses. And it says, verse 21, then Moses was content to live with the man. So he invited him and said, "Hey, I'll give you a job. You want to live with me? You have no place to go." And then this is when I think the eyes start happening.
You know, the dad was saying, this guy can shuck a lot of water.
Right.
I need to give this guy a job.
And I bet you because they both had good hearts, both of them.
Yeah. They probably connected.
They probably really connected, you know. Yeah. And then it says he gave Sephora, his daughter, to Moses. So there must have been some romance
going on there. Moses.
Okay, now this is the part that I got excited about because I've watched a lot of Hallmark movies throughout my time.
Moses in Hallmark. Okay.
And I was thinking about this. I thought Moses could have stayed in Egypt and married a Cleopatra.
Yeah.
You know, he could have lived in the palace, married a Cleopatra type. And now he's in the desert. He's going to marry this shepherdess girl and be a part of this family. And I thought, you know what? I was always feeling sorry for Moses. I bet you this was his happiest 40 years he ever had.
Oh.
Being content. Cool. He had a family, a simple life.
A job,
And the Lord gave him a wife, family, and kids.
Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today and for loving us and allowing us to have fun with Moses. I ask, Father, that you'd bless all the hearers and that your word would be spread. In Jesus' name, amen. God.